The construction site buzzed with the sounds of machinery and conversation. Tyree Rowntree stood tall among his crew, his presence a blend of authority and warmth. At 31, he was a father to a one-year-old daughter, his world revolving around her laughter and the promise of a brighter future. On that fateful morning, May 8th, Tyree's routine took a dark turn as he agreed to pick up his coworker Naheem Williamson and Williamson's cousin for work. Naheem had a reputation that lingered like a shadow. With a criminal history, he had threaded tension into the fabric of the workplace. As they drove, the air felt thick with unspoken worries. Tyree didn't realize this simple act of kindness would set the stage for tragedy. When they arrived, Naheem, with a glint of desperation in his eyes, brandished a gun. He demanded money with a voice that quivered with threat. Tyree's instinct kicked in, and he resisted. In that heartbeat, violence erupted, and Tyree fell to the ground, his life extinguished before it could fully blossom. Not far away, the atmosphere was starkly different at the Lear Corporation. Shanina Smith, a 27-year-old employee, navigated her day with a sense of purpose, despite the tension that simmered beneath the surface. Her co-worker, Angela Mayo, had voiced her complaints of being bullied, yet the conflict remained unresolved. It simmered quietly until August 4th, when an argument ignited. As Shanina confronted Angela, the years of unresolved grievances ignited a spark of rage. In a moment that would change everything, Angela pulled out a gun and fired multiple shots at Shanina. The office, once a place of collaboration, became the backdrop for a senseless act of violence. Shanina lay unresponsive as chaos enveloped the workspace. Angela turned herself in, but the damage was irreversible. These incidents reveal a harrowing truth. Workplaces, often seen as sanctuaries, can harbor unseen dangers. The lives of Tyree and Shanina serve as reminders of the escalating tensions that can spiral out of control. Their families now bear the weight of grief, and communities are left reeling from the shock. These stories, marked by loss and tragedy, compel us to confront the necessity of awareness and open communication to prevent such heart-wrenching outcomes. Tyree's family felt the tremors of loss ripple through their lives. His daughter was too young to understand the absence of her father, but his partner, Lila, was not. Each day was a battle against the weight of his memory, a reminder of laughter and dreams shattered in an instant. They had plans for the future, milestones they would celebrate together. Now, those dreams hung only in the air, heavy and unattainable. As Lila sat on the living room floor, surrounded by toys that would never see Tyree's hands, the news replayed the tragedy across screens. With each broadcast, she felt the sharpness of grief settle deeper. Questions spiraled in her mind. Could this have been prevented? Were there signs they overlooked? She glanced at her phone, half hoping Naheem would call, half dreading it. Instead, all that echoed was silence. Across town, Angela was dealing with the fallout of her own actions. After she turned herself in, the walls of her cell closed in around her like a vice. The anger that had fueled her the day of the shooting now felt like ash in her mouth. She remembered the moments leading up to the confrontation, the heightening tension, the bottled-up rage that led to a snap. The faces of her coworkers flashed in her mind, twisted by fear. Could she have chosen differently? Every day in jail was a reminder of what she had lost, her freedom, her job, and Shanina's life. Back at the Lear Corporation, whispers filled the air. Employees felt the void that Shanina left. Tension that once brewed in the office became palpable, and anxiety lingered in every corner. Workers exchanged cautious glances, afraid of the unknown lurking behind familiar faces. Some began to question the safety of their workplace, haunted by the specter of violence that seemed to lurk just beneath the surface. At a community meeting, people gathered to process the dual tragedies. Voices rose and fell as they shared their fears and frustrations. They spoke of the need for better communication and conflict resolution in the workplace. An older woman, whose nephew had been close to Tyree, urged everyone to pay attention to the signs of distress. "We need to create an environment where people feel safe speaking up," she said. Her words hung heavy in the air, giving voice to the unbroken silence of grief. Lila sat, her heart heavy with the shared sorrow of the community. She understood the urgency, the need to shift the narrative. Maybe, just maybe, these tragedies could spark change. A glimmer of hope flickered within her. Perhaps their stories would not end in darkness, but lead to awareness that could save others. And so the echoes of loss began to merge with the call for action, creating a chorus demanding change in a world that had lost too much already. In the months that followed, Lila found herself drawn into a community initiative aimed at honoring Tyree's memory. The pain of his absence was still fresh, but the desire to prevent another tragedy urged her forward. She met with other families affected by workplace violence, their stories weaving together a tapestry of grief and resilience. They organized workshops focused on conflict resolution, mental health awareness, and communication in the workplace. As attendees poured into the sessions, Lila felt a sense of purpose blossom within her. The shared experiences became a catalyst for discussion. People began to voice their struggles, fears, and hopes for change. Each story revealed the complexities of human relationships, the need for understanding, and the importance of a safe space to express feelings. Meanwhile, inside her cell, Angela contemplated her past choices. She attended group therapy sessions, confronting her anger and the demons that had pushed her to violence. Each conversation became a painful step toward understanding the impact of her actions. In her heart, she harbored a mix of regret and loneliness. Time moved slowly, yet it forced her to reflect on the ripple effects of the moment that had defined her life. Through letters exchanged with others in her support group, Angela learned about Lila's initiative. She was struck by the hope emerging from tragedy. For the first time, she felt a glint of accountability. Perhaps she could turn her regret into something productive, a way to honor Shanina's life by fostering conversations about violence and its consequences. In a surprise move, Lila reached out to Angela through the prison's communication program. She expressed her desire for dialogue, believing that every voice mattered in the fight against workplace violence. Angela responded cautiously, acknowledging the gravity of her actions and the pain she had caused. A correspondence began, transforming from animosity to a shared mission. As both women found strength in their newfound bond, the community began to heal. Stories of Tyree and Shanina became symbols of awareness and change. Lila stood before an audience in a town hall meeting, sharing how their experiences reinforced the need for open communication. Her voice trembled as she spoke about Tyree and their daughter. The audience listened, moved by the sincerity in her words. In the aftermath, laws began to change regarding workplace safety. Companies committed to mental health resources and conflict resolution programs became standard. The scars of loss remained, but hope grew in the spaces left behind, transforming pain into purpose. The echoes of Tyree and Shanina's lives lingered, reminding everyone that even in grief, connections could foster change. A community united through loss, striving for a future where safety and understanding were not just ideals, but reality.